if you can do that. But also, I could see an argument where it's like, realistically, not everybody is might have that particular mindset in terms of approaching the craft and endurance wise, physically and mentally and emotionally and stuff like that. But they might have other strengths that maybe I'm lacking in, you know, in terms of, oh, they're really good at doing this specific thing or this approach. And I might be like, I don't know. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, that's
Audrey, anything, what'd you learn, Lovey? Or a lesson, whatever, you know, something that, you know, God damn it, you know, I ain't gonna do that again.
Yeah, well, I think I know. All right, yeah, I got fucking arrested. Yeah, I learned I don't. I learned drinking and driving's like cool until you stop at a gas pump. That's what I learned. Girl, I got arrested at the fucking gas pump. That's embarrassing. Ferocious, eat your ghost like in Pac-Man. Suddenly it's a conference and you're the Paxton. We get feeble by down to my steeple of people. Meeting people majestic like an eagle, big mouth. Like a seagull everywhere, like a beetle everywhere. Like the Beatles on the feet, unbeatable. Plague and treated with denial.
Let's just jump right into it because we started late. Okay. What did you learn about yourself, or what's a skill or a strategy that you learned in 2024 that you're going to apply in 2025? What is a skill or a strategy that you learned, or something that you learned about yourself in 2024 that you're going to now apply with the intent to better yourself in 2025?
Good question. Yeah. Good question. Really deep question. I'm at the process that one. Ooh.
I've learned, I mean, I just jump into it, you know, because I'm all about getting better, you know. You just got to improve. You got to improve. The more skills that you obtain, the more valuable you are to everybody around you, you know, especially the marketplace, you know. So this year, I'm learning more about the nonprofit sector. I started my nonprofit. I'm working for a nonprofit. So just learning how that game is played, you know. I solidified JCTV, so JCTV LLC. Those are a couple of things. Anything that comes to mind for you, Hollis, what's popping with you? Or you know what I'm saying, Devon?
Content. I'm gonna be honest with you. I looked at my Snatch Curves content from on TikTok. And from the beginning,
talk about Snatch Curves. Okay, let's backtrack. Backtrack. Snatch Curves. What is Snatch Curves?
Snatch Curves is an entity that assists women that don't have the confidence, wants to lose weight, but they don't have anyone to, you know, help them with that, or even show them the way to how to do that. I'm that person that they will come to. I have waist trainers, you know,
okay.
Waist wraps, sauna tights, you know, I provide those things so women can have the confidence wearing those things as well as trying to, you know, lose weight.
Correct.
Yes. So this year I'm really going to be focused on my content. My content, I've learned different apps that I can use to be able to, you know, better my videos, you know.
Specific,
for one, posting the effects on videos means a lot.
Correct.
Like if you just have a plain video, you're not catching nobody's eye.
Correct.
But if you do effects every 5 or 10 seconds, but not a lot, you'll catch the eyes of the person, because the person might just want your stuff, be like, ooh, I like how she has stars flying above her screen. Correct. It'd be the most littlest stuff.
So what app is that you're using?
So the app that I'm using,
Or apps?
Well, the apps that... Let me give me my phone. I'm sorry. I have a whole bunch of apps that
You know what?
Use.
Don't worry about it. But you learned...
What's your favorite one?
You are learning marketing is what it sounds like.
Marketing.
Copy.
So I use Taylor brand. I use that. Brand Crowd, I use them too as well.
Okay.
Brand Crowd actually helps you a lot with editing. Yes, great. I use Wix.
Okay.
Wix is a major helper in a lot of things that I use. Their platform really helps.
May I suggest something?
Yes.
Opus Clip. Never Opus heard. Clip. O-P-U-S Clip. Mm-hmm. Opus Clip is a one-stop shop. This is what I use. Okay. This is what will have you posting it would seem as the viewer, have you posting 24/7? Like, how are they always posting? How
I'd be wondering that.
How was that happening?
I'd be really wondering. So, I don't have time to be sitting at home.
Exactly.
Just be on the
I know.
Ball.
Oh my God. Yes. Let me educate you right quick. For those who don't know, Opus Clip. So any long form content that you have, like this right here, any long form content, you throw it in Opus Clip and then it chops it up into viral vertical clips for you, like 30 of them. You know what I'm saying? It gives you the captions, and then once it's chopped up, you can edit those little videos. You can add music. There's an AI B-roll. It's fucking crazy. It's one stop shop, easy peasy. So you gotta send it. Just
say that again one time.
OPUS clip. All right. So okay. So let's say you got two shows, right? Let's say three shows, right? Mm-hmm. In the hatch. Three 30-minute shows in the hatch. Okay. You have them in Opus Clip. Now you got 90 fucking clips, mm-hmm. right? You got 90 clips. And then now you just schedule your clips. And they're all chopped up. The long part is having to edit each and every little one. Okay. But it's not long, but that is. But it's because but it's right. The only tedious part. But you just add some music. Woo, 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 woo. But yeah. That's the only part. But once that, you can schedule for fucking 3 months, my G. Like, I've got so much fucking content. I've got, like, 6 years of content. It's crazy. It's stupid. So, like, I'm sitting on a gold mine. You dig? Like, I got, like, 3 years. Like, I'm sitting on a gold mine. So, like, yes, Opus Clip. And it does all of it for you. Okay. And then you schedule it. And then to get on top of it, because I don't like even doing this part. You know what I'm saying? That part. Get an intern or hire someone. 20 hours a week, 15 okay. hours a week to do that. And now it frees you up to do other shit. All right. So that's
I know some people if you need anyone.
So
do you?
Yeah. So okay. Chanel actually gave me Upwork. Have you heard of Upwork? So yeah. Upwork is, I'm going to let her explain because she's the one that put me on it. It's
okay.
Amazing.
Talk to me. Educate. Upwork.
Okay. So I do film work. I'm a producer, director. And I recently be on Upwork looking for people who do ghostwriters. You can find anything on Upwork, anything like resumes. I do, like, if I wanted to write anything, essays, anything, you can make your biography look good.
Keep on talking, love.
So Upwork. So you pretty much find anybody that can do that work or wants to do it. It could be in the USA or anywhere in the country. Oh my gosh, you can find anywhere, anybody, anywhere. And it's like a payment plan, pretty much. So you find the person, and you kind of be like, okay, well, I want to charge, they're going to charge me like $25, let's just say. And sure. Then 6 hours, let's just say that. What's that? $150, something like that?
$25, yeah.
$150. So then you don't pretty much pay the $150 right off the back.
Oh, it's like, okay.
And so you just pay like, let's say you pay like $30. They do something. And then they like it, you like it. Okay, if you don't have to edit it or you don't have to do anything to it, you pay the rest. If you have to come back and be like, okay, well, I don't like this or can you change this? They'll go back and do it. But you don't. They don't get that second part of the payment
until they do it.
You complete the whole, I'm talking about you hit that button. As soon as you hit that button, it's complete. Then that's when they get paid.
Cool.
So I love Upwork because I'm not a writer to be honest, but I do. For me, I'm behind the camera.
Do you do short films?
I do short films. Cool. I did green screens. I do it all. But I was trying TikTok too. I do TikToks. Cool. Follow me on TikTok, y'all. Transform 7. But I was trying to dibble and dabble with writing. I do a lot of synopsis, and I take my synopsis, and I take it to Upwork.
Heard.
And Upwork, literally, I find these people, and they take it into a whole short story.
Yeah.
If I do like it, if I don't like it, may add something, you know, I would just be like, okay, well, add this. Or
just talk to
because I'm not saying I'm not a
is
great
Is it similar
writer.
To Fiverr? It sounds like Fiverr.
I haven't heard of
it. Can you do that with Fiverr?
Like
you hire
like Fiverr. It's another version of Fiverr.
Oh, cool.
Okay, okay.
I've never heard of it.
Okay.
But yeah. But that's cool. That's what Upwork is.
Yeah.
Okay, dope.
I use. Like that.
This is good.
Really
yeah, ghostwriting would be a dude.
Especially with
ghostwriting for people.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I was talking to myself. But yeah, when you
you have like 10 people in the room, motherfucker.
I was weirdo.
Why are you talking to yourself?
Speaking to myself, like, yes. I could be a ghostwriter.
You're an artist, right?
Yes. Yeah. So you, when you mentioned ghostwriting, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that'd be cool to just go on Fiverr as a ghostwriter and be like, hey, if you need a ghost, you know.
Have you guys updated your LinkedIn accounts?
Hell no.
I haven't been on LinkedIn since.
It says I'm a comedian at California Pizza Kitchen.
Does it still?
It just said, have you ever, have y'all, when was the last time y'all updated y'all MySpace?
Right.
No, no, LinkedIn works. LinkedIn is valuable. LinkedIn, LinkedIn
does have a lot of dope shit if you're in the field in which you can take advantage of it. Because they got like AI stuff now. And yeah.
What'd you say, brother?
So no, I have not updated.
I said that's how I got my contracting job.
Oh, LinkedIn?
Yeah. LinkedIn? Okay, so
LinkedIn, listen, if like, if you want, for the professionals, LinkedIn, but listen, it's not just, it's not what you think it is anymore. Like, you can post. It's almost like a social media-esque. You can post showing what you're doing. So it's not just, so like, when people reach out to you, when other professionals reach out to you or other colleagues reach out to you, they are reaching out to you and looking at your resume, but also looking at that post, looking at that video, looking at, so, you know, which enriches them even more. So it's more, LinkedIn is valuable. And you can also integrate that with your Opus Clip. Also with Opus Clip, you integrate all of your social media with Opus Clip. So once you schedule the post, boom, you have like I scheduled an 8 o'clock post for this particular video. It's posted on my TikTok. It's posted on all my IGs. It's posted on all of my YouTubes. It's posted on all my LinkedIns. Boom, boom. Okay. So just you flood the market. You fucking flood the fucking market. Talk to me, Hollis.
Oh.
Where are you, brother? What the fuck?
I'm chilling.
He is not here.
I'm chilling. Chilling, you know. Hanging out.
Where are you hanging out? Can I hang out with you? Because you are not here.
It's my fault.
Oh, I was smoking in the car, too. Yeah.
Oh, you do? My man.
Yeah. I don't drink, but, you know, California sober, as they say. We talking about
California sober?
Yeah, that's what they call it. Yeah,
not like what you learned in 24.
Oh, right. What I learned in 24.
What strategy?
Learn in 24,
or something that you accomplished. You know, something that you're looking forward to in 25.
I did my the main thing I'm excited about is a feature I did called the Relic Dragon.
Yeah,
so that's my main thing that I'd be talking about. Yeah, yeah. But did that first couple of months of last year. We took a pause, and then picked up in November and finished early December. Right now it's in editing, and then it should be sent to Warner Brothers for coloring, hopefully around like March or something. And then I'm hoping, there's no for sure date yet, but I'm hoping for like a summer release of next year.
Learn about working on a feature set for the first time. What was something that you're like, oh, okay.
I suppose in terms of difference from a short film, the somebody jamming.
Oh yeah.
It was the just little stuff in terms of like I had a lot of makeup I had to put on every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, okay, getting used to the routine of doing that in
how many hours?
Well, if I was just doing my normal chest makeup, that was like, that wasn't that long. That was like maybe 30 minutes altogether. And then my scar makeup, so it was like 30 to 45 because I always had a scar and a bruises and I look sickly and beat up and stuff. So it was just getting used to that kind of routine. And it's, again, I would see on a professionally done short film that being the same kind of routine, but it's just the extension of how long you're doing it for.
Sure.
And it's just like you're doing this, you know, several days out of the week each week for a couple of months.
Would you say this movie, it drains you the most emotionally? Because, you know, like when you're acting, you're given like your real emotions. Would you say that this one drained you a little bit? Some days, perhaps, were harder?
I'd say, yeah. Yeah, I could say that, yeah, this one drained me the most. Mm-hmm. If anything, because it is a feature. So, again, it's just the length of doing it. So, just
like jumping from college, you know what I'm saying, to the pros, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's like similar stuff. It's
NBA, just, you have like 82 games. College have 20-something. So
oh, shit.
Yeah, just big
exactly.
leap. Yeah,
exactly.
Big leap. Big leap. Big leap. Yeah.
Just like that. Yeah. But same fundamentals, same everything else. It's just, yeah, those little things. Be like, okay, so this is, you know, and then, yeah, you learn sort of. And again, if you've done other short films that are also elicited, you know, strong emotions.
Yeah, yes, from, yes, yeah.
You're kind of used to that pacing anyway.
Right.
But it's just being like, okay, because of the amount of, you know, takes we're doing for this or whatever we're doing, you can perhaps maybe, depending on your method, manipulate when you're putting certain things out. Me personally, I just like to kind of give my all each time.
Yeah.
And then be like, fuck it. Every time I'm just going to get it. But that requires a lot of stamina. So you have to build up and teach yourself to be able to, you know what I mean? Because otherwise, after a while, I don't know. Because you never know what shot they're going to use.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have an idea, and I'm sure as you get more experienced, people more experienced than me probably like, oh, I have a, you know, whatever. But even then, you still don't really know what they're going to end with. Right. So it's like, well, why not just make each one the best you can do?
Copy.
You know, and then if you can do that. But also, I could see an argument where it's like, realistically, not everybody is might have that particular mindset in terms of approaching the craft and endurance wise physically and mentally and emotionally and stuff like that, but they might have other strengths that maybe I'm lacking in, you know, in terms of, oh, they're really good at doing this specific thing or this approach, and I might be like, I don't know, you know what I mean? So but yeah, that's
Audrey, anything, what'd you learn, Audrey? Or a lesson, whatever, you know, something that, you know, god damn it, you know, I ain't gonna do that again.
Well, I think I know. All right, yeah, I got fucking arrested. Yeah, I learned I don't. I learned drinking and driving's like cool until you stop at a gas pump. That's what I learned.
You just. Wait.
Girl, I got arrested at the fucking gas pump. That's embarrassing. That was the last time I saw him in person was when I got arrested. And he told me not to leave, and I was like, that's fair. And I left, and I was at a gas station, and all these people, they're like college kids running around acting crazy. I'm like, damn, they're crazy. But I go inside to get whatever I needed. It was dill pickle chips, you know, something very important at the time. And
At that moment in time,
it was very important. And I go to my car, and like, I'm getting the gas pump out of my car, and cops are at my fucking car, and they're like, you've been drinking tonight? And I'm like, you got me. Like, I have plenty of other shit.
Were they standing? Pause.
They snuck up on me. I was in my car, and okay. I got back out of my car, and they're like posted up at my fucking gas nozzle. So I think my lawyer told me they think the cashier called the cops.
How long were you at the fucking
Fucking, I don't know. Like, not that long. No, I was waiting for the gas to get gassed up. And then I got to get out of the car again. And then all those college kids are like, oh, she got in trouble. So they're watching me get tested. They're watching me do the back-to-back. It was not good. It was not a good test. Like, the results were pretty blatant. And then I blew a .24. So that's, like, you know, illegal, like, a lot. And
did you make a joke about that?
Well, I say, like, the breathalyzer blows, and I was like, no, I do most of the blowing. And my boyfriend's getting jealous because I have to blow into it twice a day, and that's, like, two more times than... It's always, like, blow harder, blow longer. Like, what are you, my dad? Like, chill out. Like,
do you have a boyfriend?
We're doing it.
Okay.
I'm just
asking. It's
doing it.
Okay.
Doing it. Okay. Doing it.
All right. Is it a comedian? No, right?
He's a YouTuber, and then he also does comedy as well.
That's neat.
He started on Vine. He was like a really big Viner, and he was in LA. Oh, and then during COVID, he converted his bus into a shuttle bus, a livable shuttle bus. And then he came here, and he lives in a bus. It's cool. It's got like solar panels, and he has like an electric bike, and he has a YouTube. He has like 20,000 something subscribers on YouTube.
Were you with him last year as well?
Yes.
20,000.
Okay.
Consistent.
Yes.
Even when like you were talking about how sometimes you you sabotage relationships because you.
Oh, I'm ready to sabotage.
You like have to have the last word.
Yeah, I'm still ready.
Are you like? Have you improved upon that yet, Miss?
Well, so one thing I was going to say about that was like. Before I got the DWI, I was trying to cut back on alcohol because I've lost a lot of friends in my life. I've lost a lot of people in my life. And I lost like three more. And I'm not suicidal, but I get very emotional. And how I deal with that is through liquor and drugs.
You
and
must be a Libra.
I'm a Pisces. I'm messing with you. I'm like, what? Is this how you get the real answer? Like, fucking. I don't know. I was going to look at your crystal and say something, but. I prefer meth. Anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, so sadness and shit. I just realized that, like, I can't mask my feelings with alcohol anymore. Literally, legally can't do it anymore. And that anger is there. Like, I have a lot of anger. I have a lot of... I hate the word anxiety because of the stigma behind it, because I think it sounds weak.
It's
like,
overused word.
I was also raised very toxically masculine. Like, I think stretching is gay. Like, that's not a good thing to think. Like yoga.
For real?
Yeah. It's not gay. It's just, like, something I'm like, oh, yoga, huh? Like, but yoga's great for you. Like, I love all that
stretching
shit.
Stretching is gay.
But my dad's stretching. Like, don't you cry.
You sound like
no,
an uncle from
really
the 90s.
I was scared then because
I just didn't want to. My mom was like, my brother was the emotional one, and I just, you know, I masked that for so long, then alcohol took that over. So now I'm just trying to conjure that anger, like just using those emotions differently.
How long have you been?
I drank yesterday.
Oh.
Was that the question? First of all, was that the question?
Was that the question?
I don't know how we got here. but
I drank yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was going to. But no. Well, the question was.
24.
What did we learn? And you were talking about, you know.
Yeah, just using those emotions differently because through comedy, my comedy is way better, especially even if I'm not completely sober. Just not drinking or thinking that you need that drink to loosen up. No, you're just kind of, you're getting too relaxed. And that confidence comes in and you think that you're killing it. But really, you look back, it's not as good as you think it is. Mm. Like that, dealing with that sober experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, acknowledging feelings and just coping with them differently is something I've really been forced to kind of learn. And
beautiful.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that in the best way possible.
Yeah. So, yeah. Good stuff. It's all about
self-development,
you know, and just getting better, because at the end of the day, we have to deal with ourselves.
Well, it's too expensive. Like, it's either that or jail.
I know.
Like,
yes.
It's like, I guess I'll better myself.
I guess I'll do better. Yeah.
But actually, I'm really grateful that I didn't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, that it could always be worse.
Yes.
It could always be worse.
Damn right. So. Beast, talk to us, baby. You know, I mean, we've talked a little bit a couple of episodes ago about.
Yeah, so I did 9.5 years in the military.
Yes, sir.
And I got out in February. When I got out, I had 90% off the rip. If you think about it...
When you say 90% for the people, what does that mean?
90% disability.
Okay.
So, and now I'm at 100% disability. So, like, I'm disabled.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I'm disabled.
No, yeah.
Cool. No, cap.
Good. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Chilling if you get 100%.
Get right.
My
shit.
Homie.
And, like, the significant...
That means you get that military check, huh?
That significant...
Good one.
...difference in the pay from 90% to 100% is about $1,400.
Damn, wow. Is that big?
Yeah.
That's
how do you prove
good.
The 10%?
How do you prove?
You know, like, how do you, why is that such a...
From the 90 to 100.
So, you, like, basically, like, you're going to get your rating right off the rip, and it all depends on what's happened to you while you were in service.
Sure. Okay.
You know, so, like...
But you were at 90, and then you got to...
Yeah, I was at 90, but I went back, and I...
Oh, I see, I see. Okay.
Right.
Right. Emphasis on you had to fight for your 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Went back.
Yeah, they're not going to give you a single cent extra. You know?
Yeah, they don't really want to. No. Like, sometimes people get 100% right off the rip. But, like, me, I was like, okay, I'm at 90%. This is $2,700 a month. That's not enough.
What do you have to do to get 100% off the bat?
I mean, it all depends on what you claim and what's in your medical records. So, like, for me, it's my back. It's my mental. I got sleep apnea. I got...
Do you have that machine?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I got to use it every night. My shoulders, my hips.
It's good. It's good.
Toasted. Like, basically, like, but the majority of it is like... Stuff. The sleep apnea is what gives you 50% off the rip. And then you go back, like, you do your mental evaluation, and that can shoot up to 70. So, like, right there. It'll give you 100% off the rip. But, like, you just want to go in and you want to claim everything that you can possible so you can get the best rating when you get out.
All right. After doing that to your body and shit, like, take everything, man.
Some of the injuries that you sustained, if you don't mind sharing, what are some of the how did you sustain some of these injuries?
We used to do ruck marches and shit, like, with, like, 65 pounds on our backs and shit.
What's ruck for the people who don't know?
Like... It's a hike.
Okay.
It's an actual hike.
Not just 1 or 2 miles either.
Nah. No. Sometimes we used to start with that, but then we would do like 12Ks, 10Ks, and then like we would go. Like at one time, no cap, like I did a 10K, which is 6 miles in an hour and 10 minutes. Like,
oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Like, there's people that left before me, and God I damn. Passed them. Like,
what type of terrain? Was it hilly? Was it flat?
It was hilly.
Okay.
Like, yeah. If anybody's ever been to, like, Fort Bragg and shit, like, it, you know, going down Ardennes and Long Street, you know, it's a V.
Okay.
That's so, Army, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, nice. Yeah, I mean, shit like that. People jump out of fucking planes. I ain't never jump out of a plane. I think that shit's stupid.
Man, I still want to
stay in the plane. Like, yeah, let it land.
No, it's not as fun. It's fun to do.
From the plane.
I don't know.
There's so many people that get fucked up from doing that shit.
Oh, man.
So it's like,
is this a sign for me just to not do it?
What are you trying to do?
I want to jump out just of perfectly good plane. What's wrong with
keep
that?
Keep your black ass on the ground. God damn it.
Jump to your life. Like, you're trying to jump to death.
Like, I'm adventurous.
That's crazy.
I ain't finna jump out of something that's going to take me somewhere and get me there perfectly fine.
Would you bungee?
Right. Bungee jump?
No.
None of that. None of that shit.
That shit isn't appealing to me.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Because you were here, because you said you were coming, I got a question about the comedy world.
Ooh.
And being a woman in the comedy world.
I'm a woman.
Yeah, you are. let's start here. Are there sexual predators in the comedy scene?
Hell yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere, first of all, but yeah.
Yes.
Totally. Totally. Totally.
One, okay.
They played off as a joke.
How has it looked? Tell me, how does it look when they do it? When it's done, when it's been done to you once, twice, thrice, however.
Oh, no, it's just hard, you know, so the thing.
What does that game look like?
For me, there's no fucking game. Like, I'll just scream at you. Like, I'll yell at you. I'll embarrass you in front of everyone. I've gotten to the point where I was like, he's R-wording me in front of everyone. I've just said that. Like, just to make them uncomfortable because they said something fucking rude or something slick that, like, I'll yell at people for other people. Like, I will point them out and just scream at them and I'll say it to their face. But people don't even, I don't even let people hug me unless I fuck with you. And then if you don't like me telling you.
I feel weird
you,
hugging you. I don't know if like we're on hugging terms even when
was,
I see you.
Yeah, that was. That
I don't
was,
know.
It'd been a while. So like okay. It was the hug.
I don't know.
You know, but it is weird, you know, because yeah. I am weird about it. And like sometimes I'm just not in a fucking mood. And then that's also like I'll pop off. And but the. That's so Aquarius of you. Oh my gosh.
She said what you were.
That's so funny. I'm every sign. Like
she's a Pisces, Anna.
Yeah, so like if I tell someone not to hug me and they get upset about it, that's when I know I don't trust you. I don't have respect for you. You don't have
that
boundaries.
Happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The amount of fucking, because you're talking about comedy. You have to realize there's a lot of people that aren't even comedians in this scene that are just fucking creeps. So they don't even have the comedy aspect of it. They're trying to be funny, but they're just a fucking weirdo. They're just weirdos and they're mouth breathers and they stare at you and they fucking jerk off to all your photos and like might even tell you about it. These people are fucking gross, mentally ill, weird people and they're horny. They're very horny. And I am one out of 20 women. You know, out of a fucking 5,000 group of men in the scene, or however, I don't know.
Is it 20?
No, there's definitely more than 20, but like.
But I mean, but it is most definitely.
For example, like, I'm on a show tonight, and this guy, as a joke in the group chat, wrote down the lineup. He's like, it's going to be dude, chick, and then it really was like that. The list was legitimately like that, but it's fucking annoying. Like, it's just, there are more women out there. Y'all just.
What are the women shows? Shout out some of the women producers who put on shows in
Nikki
the scene.
Coleman, first of all, very close. I fucking love Nikki. I went to Mississippi with her. She's an amazing woman, motorcyclist, comedian, tattooed, cool. Dope ass bitch. My mother, or my godmother, actually.
She's your godmother?
She's my godmom. She asked. Ooh. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
Is there a paperwork involved in that? It was just
no, it's just like a vibe. Like we were just smoking a blunt, and we're like, "Yeah, I'll let you go."
Yeah, of course.
So blunts.
Yeah, the blunt agreement. Yeah.
The blunt, of course,
a
standard.
Blunt makes you get adopted.
The God baby blunt. Yeah.
The God baby blunt.
Get 1,000.
The GBB.
Yeah.
The GBB.
Can you be my God? Can you be my God?
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. We get off track. Nikki Coleman.
Nikki Coleman. Izzy Berger, she's a good one. She's a producer at the Velveeta Room. Melissa Diaz, very funny. Jamisha Albo, Genevieve Clinton, Christina Mariani's pretty good. Evie, can't remember her last name. Sorry. Ruby Cynic, I live with her. She's very funny. I watch her sleep. She's a good sleeper.
Oh, wow.
I just got to make sure she's sleeping. That's sometimes.
Not so good. Do they not snore if they sleep good?
I snore.
I think snoring, it's funny because people think like a honk shoe is like a good thing when you're sleeping, but I think that your tongue is too fat.
I'm about to say, isn't that like a sleep apnea thing?
It's definitely sleep apnea. I have it.
I was pretty sure that's sleep apnea.
How do you have a perfect sleeper when they sleep like this?
Yeah, you sleep on your back.
Like, or they don't even roll around. They're just like, they look dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
I stop breathing.
I used to give him a neck cramp sometimes.
There's a lot of, you were asking.
You say stop breathing?
I have a question for you.
That ain't good.
So you say you're a comedian, right?
Yes. Yes.
So have you ever got booed off the stage?
Never.
Never?
Nice. Never. No one's even, I've had one bitch try to boo me and I said shut up because she was wrong. Yeah. She was fucking wrong. Like I was like.
Wait, did you?
That's funny.
There's this show called Litty Titty where if three people put these lights in the air, you can get gonged off the stage. Uh-huh. And this bitch put her thing in the air, and I was like, "Put it down!"
You bully ass motherfucker!
Right.
You can't bully the fans.
She put it down. Yeah.
Did you say a joke or like?
Well, yeah, no, she just didn't different. Like, and she just didn't fuck with me. And I was like, I don't really fuck with you either, but the jokes are good. Like, and she didn't put it up again.
How's Roscoe's?
It's good. So I work at Roscoe's Comedy Club on East 7th Street, which is also run by a woman and a man, but Chris and Lorena. But it's great. He used to run Santa Cruz Theater back in the day, which is what Roscoe's is now. But it's good. I fucking love it there. My coworker, the bar manager, her name is Mallory, and so it's just two female comics running the entire bar.
I'm finally gonna get over myself and visit.
Please, I'll make you a drink.
I've been bitter, but you don't want to hold on to those type of emotions,
nah,
man.
Because we don't, you know.
And I'm not. And I'm just, you know. I'm gonna make my way over there one of these days. Yeah.
Let me know. I'll make sure I'm there.
For sure. Yeah. as an adult, we're like five very, very, very important decisions that one makes.
Paying bills.
Paying bills.
One.
Marriage.
Marriage.
Marriage. Does that fall under relationship or no? Marriage. Marriage. No, fuck it. You said it. Marriage.
Yeah, I was gonna say kids.
Kids.
Yes, role model to your kids. Yes.
Got three.
Decisions are like things you have to do.
Don't make it complicated.
Like you don't have a choice in the matter. As an adult.
I guess. I mean, yeah.
Or, you don't have to pay bills.
I mean, true. Tell you, you don't have to. I mean, pay yeah. Your I bills. Mean,
you don't have to do a lot of things, but that's there true. Are. Always consequences.
Yeah. Right.
Kids. So okay, let's review.
Career.
Kids, marriage, and what else?
Bills.
Financially stable.
Career. That?
Career.
Financially stable.
Financially stable. Yeah. Career.
Stability. How to control your attitude.
Self control.
Yeah. Self control.
Self control. Emotional intelligence.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Health.
Physical health. Yeah. Like
physical health.
Yeah. Oh my God. Physical. Oh my God. Just health. Health in general. Right. Yeah. Goodness gracious. Yeah. Out of those five, okay, we said marriage, we said kids, we said self-control, we said, what else? Help me out.
Financially stability.
Financial stability and career. Which one of those do adults dive into the most?
Career.
Kids and marriage.
Career.
Too quickly? They dive in kids and marriage too quickly.
Yeah, too quickly.
And I believe, and I love you guys said the self-control part. It is. It's because the lack of the self-control is why individuals dive into these acts. Like, I was talking to my mom the other day, and I think I was talking to somebody else as well. I forget. But, like, I know people, individuals get into relationships like it's just anything, right? But it's the most important decision you are ever freaking going to make in your life. The who you choose to spend your time with, you are the sum of the five people you hang around with. Mm-hmm. Like, who you choose to spend your time with is fucking crucial. It affects your fucking life, you know? And a lot of individuals, they don't look at it like that. I look at it like that. Like, I look at people as, off-rip, you're a fucking problem. You are a fucking problem. And if you are worth it, then you're on the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's because when you take on people, you take on not just the good things, but you take on their problems. Like, all of them.
Everything.
All of them. So, it blows my mind how individuals get into these relationships and have kids so quickly, and it's like the most important decision you're ever fucking going to make, you know what I'm saying? And they're making it like at 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
You know what? I was watching this video today about Halle Berry and how she had her kid, and then they broke up, like, this past year, like, her and the baby daddy. But it's, like, these celebrities, like, how quickly they just, like, have kids, and then, oh, tired of that guy, like, and then I couldn't imagine to that level, too, of, like, that the money, I mean, at least they have money or whatever, like, you can provide it, but it's, like, sure, because they don't care. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But these kids get fucked up, man. Like, these kids get fucked up, like.
Yeah, it's.
Or a raccoon.
Yeah, man, the kids,
they
man.
They start it, missing a lot.
Oh, jeez. Say what now, brother?
Raccoon.
I just would rather have a raccoon than a kid.
Why?
Little monkey, too. Little, like, shoulder monkey.
Why? Be cool. Because they listen.
Well, because you can lose, like, a monkey or a raccoon in, like, a mall or whatever and not go to jail for it. It's just,
yes,
you'll
you
be
can.
Sad.
Your monkey is going to cruelty to animal?
Terrifying.
If it was intentional. But if you're just, like, shit, where's my monkey?
What if the monkey?
But if you're like,
you
where's my kid?
Shit,
they're going like, well, you're in trouble now, regardless. Unless you find the kid before, you know, people know that you lost your son.
I get it. So you rather have a monkey?
Yeah, a monkey or a raccoon.
Pivot on pets. We're not pivot on pets. Let's lean into pets. Who got what type of pet you got, my boy?
I said I plan to get a Rottweiler.
You plan?
That's
cool. How about you, Audrey?
I have a cat. I got him at 4 weeks old. Now he's big.
Does he scratch you?
Mm-hmm. I got all these little marks on
I have a cat too.
Why do cat owners listen? Here's what I've observed.
Them too. I have a cat too.
No, I've observed this.
Yeah, I got a cat.
Cat owners take abuse.
We gotta hurt some
people. Cat owners take abuse.
Well, dogs just lie to you, man. They just validate your fucking. Oh yeah, you suck, and your dog just likes you because they like you.
And, yeah, you're a piece of
cats,
shit.
Cats, you gotta earn your their cat, trust. Yeah, you gotta stuff. Earn
it. Why are you earning the trust of an animal?
Dogs are like, I love you. Yeah.
Cats are assholes.
Yeah, and dogs are just they're cool.
They're genetically designed to love you.
Yeah.
I like the and they're murderers.
I'm not.
Cats are murderers.
Well, yeah.
No, that's all okay. Cats. So it's not all cats are not
no,
murderers.
I mean, cats. Yeah, no, right. Cats are murderers. They kill the most rodents on the planet.
Yeah, like yeah, that's good.
They're murderers.
That's there's an great. African cat that has
I'd
the
kill
most
if I
kills.
Could get away with it.
It's
too.
Cute. It's like a little. But it kills so many
have you,
things.
If you I'm ever see your face, especially when you...
He knows what the fuck you be doing.
Like, every watch time you talk, he's like, I don't even pay attention to your words no more. It's just your face especially.
And you know what? Funny, you know, let's... how do you handle... how do you handle losing pets, man? Like, I lost a pet at 13. And it ruined me. I began looking at... Well, that's when I started thinking of life and death. Like, oh shit! Like, I never felt that before. So, like, I started fucking thinking of like what happens when my parents die. What happens? Like, at 13, after losing my fucking cocker spaniel Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, we had two. We had we had two. Monday. I said that like three times. We had two. one was named Monday. One was named Tuesday. Well, my dad named one Monday, one Tuesday, and Monday was not bright, unfortunately. So we got rid
dull
of
on Monday.
So we got rid of Monday. like that. How do you? Who's lost a pet?
Well, I've lost people before. Yeah.
I lost
pets.
A pet.
Okay.
I lost
wow.
A
guinea
pig.
Yeah, it was yeah. Easier.
A guinea pig.
Yeah.
I lost a guinea pig.
What the fuck is this cat, dude?
No, so the way I lost it, y'all don't laugh at me. So I'm not from here, so I'm from Chicago. So when I first got here in Texas, I didn't know how hot it was. So
yeah,
I have
it's different.
So I have a guinea pig. I had a guinea pig.
Oh,
and
I
put the guinea pig outside on the patio.
Oh, that's roasted. That's a roast.
And I came back. I was cleaning my house, and I came back, and then the guinea pig was super fat. It was like
it was bloated.
It was bloated.
Well, and they can't fart. Guinea pigs can't fart, so they fucking
bloated.
Explode.
Oh my
what?
God!
Oh God!
They don't have a gastrointestinal. They don't have that, so you can't feed them the wrong things, or they'll fucking explode.
That was my first guinea.
Why did the heat make them like popcorn?
The guinea pig was a guinea pig.
Hot air expands.
I didn't know.
He's just this little fucking ball of air. And
oh, that was terrible.
No.
Now he's a balloon.
Yeah, now I have him on a string. We're fucking fine.
So did you bury him?
The guinea pig.
You know, like, what you did with him?
Well, my partner at the time, she wanted to go and take him to the whatchamacallit. The vet. It was like, yeah, we'll bury him for $400. I was like,
I'll go dig a hole.
Yeah, for free. There's a dumpster right behind your fucking.
It's so hard. Whole fucking song.
$400 to fucking.
Have you guys ever been to a pet funeral before?
No.
Yes.
Have you?
Really?
Yeah.
My friend, she was 8 years old, and it was named Dancer, and it was a little beta fish. And
were you 8 too?
I was 8 as well.
Okay, okay.
And we were black. I was 25.
I
was
what the fuck?
Like,
I know, it just seemed a little interesting
for
as all.
Raccoon.
That is
yeah, but when I lived on the farm, we had so many animals, like, die. Like, we had our baby goats got murdered by our neighbor's dog, and we had to bury them, and our dogs dug them back up, and we had rotten goat flesh everywhere.
Jesus.
And, like,
dogs are savages.
Yeah, chickens, dead chickens all the time, like, just dead shit everywhere.
I mean, that happens on farms, though.
Yeah.
Right? That's, you know,
it's
that's
just
standard.
Sad when you know, baby goats die.
Hey, I'm going John Wick over my dog.
Yeah.
Rockwalla.
I'm sliding.
Rockwalla. Slide.
When you going to get him?
Hopefully, maybe late next year, probably.
Late? Okay, late.
Yeah, I'm making my service animal.
Nice.
I can do that.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you
they,
can get the full service.
In closing, guys, what is a fear? What is a fear, guys, in closing? What's something that you want to, you know, I'm all about trying to get better. What's something that you want to overcome yourself, an obstacle, something in your life, job-wise, something emotional? What's something that you want to overcome in 25? Something you want to improve upon in 25? It kind of ties along with what you've learned in 24, but like, what do you want to get better at in 25?
It's going to work out for me because it's going to be free. But like, you know, when I was younger, it was like, I don't want to fucking do this shit. It's a scam.
Yeah.
For one, if you really sit down and you think about it, because we go to school for 12 years, however long, and then you got to just start paying out of fucking pocket, and then you go get this fucking degree and have all of this fucking debt from student loans that motherfuckers are trying. Yeah, and then, like, it's not, your shit is not even promised. So for me, it's like getting into, well, I can do it now, but, like, it was like, I don't want to do that shit because, like, I don't want to be in debt.
Yeah.
A lot of people around me were in debt because of fucking school. I was like, this shit is stupid. It's a scam.
That was me. I went to school for medical billing and coding, man. Went there for 4 years, did my career maybe for a year and a half, maybe, and was like, you know what? Going to security, back to security. And here I go, $20,000+ in debt on something that I didn't even really apply myself on.
That's ironic you say that, too, because you're honestly doing medical billing. So you went in debt for something that is essentially a scam, or you know what I mean? Like,
shit. Yeah. So I mean, that's just it. But you know, I have the means to do it now.
Yeah, you got it. You can overcome this.
Where are you gonna go? I mean,
I haven't figured it out yet, but I applied for this program through the VA. That's going to tailor me to what I want to do. So
for sure. All right. So this time next year, you will be better.
Yeah.
In one area.
And I get paid more.
You know what? You little asshole, aren't you?
I'm about my guap.
ain't mad at you, brother. Ain't mad at you at all about that.
So, that's mine.
No, for sure. Get that paper as many avenues, as many revenues, avenues as possible. For sure. Anybody else? What else? What we got?
So,
Chanel?
I want to be 25. I do TikTok videos, so I do want to get better at that.
Okay.
My plan is to go to LA and try to, like, outside of LA. I don't want to move to LA.
Okay.
But I do want to move
Pasadena type area?
Yeah, somewhere.
In the Empire? Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. And start doing short films and TikToks. Cool. And I see, because I guess I'm getting off track, but what I do here now, I'm a professional driver. And what I was looking at in California, they don't pay them nothing. So, in terms of saying that, it looks like I'm going to have to change my whole career going to L.A.
Copy that.
That's scary.
So for me, I really want to start doing more TikToks. And I go live. And, I'm getting better at it, you know, as far as, like, just going live in general.
What do you talk about on your lives?
Yeah.
Honestly, I just randomly topics. Like, anything. It'd be a vibe. Like, for example, like, I drive a lot of places in One time I was in Oklahoma, and so when I go live, I'd be going live for different, like, showing places where I'd be going.
Okay.
And sometimes we do Austin Eats. We do Austin Eats and Austin Detours, and sometimes I'd be like, you know, I show everything I do.
Okay.
Much. Cool. So yeah, it'd be a
What's
vibe.
It called? What's it called?
What?
What's the name of your TikTok again?
My TikTok, Transform 7.
Transform 7.
Yes, TransformPhorm.
Gotcha, for sure.
Yes, and beautiful. Number 7.
Transform with a PH 7.
Yes.
Copy that. Yes.
All right.
Audrey, or who else? Who else?
Of my security license, I want to become a level 4.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the process?
Yeah. Well, you got to start level 2.
Level two is no shame,
but you're watching the garage, you know, you watch construction sites, you're not doing too much.
Okay.
Yeah. You're just sitting there.
Yeah, you know, level
not
three.
Not type flight yet.
Level 3 is when you get to be little Rambo, you know, you got a little something on, like, you know, protection.
What's a level 3 type of gig you'll get?
Downtown 6th Street.
Okay.
Doing those bars.
Where
we met, actually. Yeah. So down there dealing with those knuckleheads and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Level 4 that I'm working on is being a PPO, a protective officer.
Cool. Mm,
so I think that's kind of cool, you know, following somebody around, a celebrity or just a very important person in their eyes.
Correct.
You know, and just, you know, just chill. But absolutely. Level 4 is my, you know, main goal for
level
4. 25.
Beautiful,
money.
Beautiful.
Ooh, good luck.
I like it.
Yeah, I've been working security for 15 years. 15 years, man.
Yeah. Time to, you know, level up.
Yeah, I got to level up.
Correct. Audrey?
I'm going to get this legal shit in order so I can drink and drive again.
You're stupid.
Yeah, I'm
fucking missing, man. Like, yeah, won't get gas this time. No, I want to get an agent, too. I was going to ask you to help me with that.
Beautiful.
Thanks. I need an agent. Yeah. I'm tired.
Representation,
of like,
baby. You need representation,
you know,
baby.
You know, I write enough shit. I write shit. I write articles. I act. I fucking do comedy. There's like, I need help with someone. I need someone to help me. Yeah. Kind of mold all that shit together.
Yeah.
So. That.
Absolutely.
That's a fucking move.
Representation. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
We will have a check-in this time, same time next year. Same time next year. Again, same time next year at the end of the year. Let's have a check-in and see where we are with our goals.
I'm bringing my dog.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my Frenchie.
Yes. Bring him.
Look, my Frenchie going to get at your pit. My
that's,
Frenchie.
That's a service dog, man.
She is too.
Keep your damn mutt out of this studio.
She is
I'm joking.
Too.
I'm joking.
No, she's like a gremlin, man. Seriously. The ears and all.
Lice, what do I want to do? I want to improve upon Youth Pathways Project. So I'm, my side gigs have always been education. So I've always kind of kept it separate. So now I'm going to integrate the education with the entertainment.
Nice.
Youth Pathways Project. That's my nonprofit, 501c3. It's going to lean on three pillars: youth development, podcasting and video production, and also what I've seen, which is a demand, especially with our babies, our brown babies, reading and writing literacy, especially in the third and fourth grade areas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how they build prisons, you know. Well, most prisons are filled with individuals with third and fourth grade level education. And the reason is because, I mean, just if you have a third and fourth grade education and you're a grown up, you cannot operate in the adult world. You can't operate in the adult world. You have the brains of an 8-year old. You know what I'm saying? You can operate. So if you can't operate in the adult world, what must you do? Commit crimes,
right.
Period. So those three, Youth Pathways Project, I'm looking to get. I had a couple of kids on the show last week who were my ex students, and so I've got a group, I've got a core that I can start with,
yes.
And because that's a demand, you know, and I'm excited about, you know, being more communal, and on the show it's going to be more people who are business owners, entrepreneurs, nonprofits, because now I'm part of that community. So like when I was doing hip hop back in the, and even like with the comedy stuff,
yeah.
I'm just gonna, you know, it's a copy and paste. But like now I'm in the nonprofit business world community. Is someone at the door?
No.
Okay, cool. Because I got to turn this.
Yeah,
for sure. I appreciate you. But so like on the show now, I'm excited to have like those, like more of that. That group, and now I'm excited to reach out and research and find that group, because it's a lot of these individuals in the city. So
yeah.
I'm excited for that, you know, transition, just, you know, maturing, man, growing the fuck up, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. Thank you guys for the show. I love when you guys show up.
Yes.
I love conversing with individuals. I love bouncing ideas off of people. So thanks for showing up. Before we get out of here, plug yourself.
Beast the Tyrant. That's my IG. I don't use Snapchat. That's how you find me. You can see me on the podcast. I'm here majority of the time because I'm like basically like sidekick personality now. So,
yes.
Okay. But that's where I'm at. I'm here if y'all need me.
You can follow me on Instagram at _Illuminaudrey. I'm on X or Twitter as Joan of Arc, and then I'm on I'm on YouTube at Illuminaudrey as well. I got a video series coming out, episodes soon. Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram under Hollis L. Edwards, and also on YouTube under Hollis L. Edwards, and comedy YouTube, STFU Hollis. And also follow the Relic Dragon at the Relic Universe on Instagram. That's a horror film that's coming out soon. Also, you can find it at thereliciverse.com and on YouTube under the Relic Universe. There's a teaser trailer, so be sure to check that out if you like.
Beautiful.
All right, my name is Devon. Check me out, Snatch Curve, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and even Snapchat. Snatch Curve with a Z at the end. You know, any waist trainers, any type of things that y'all need as far as, you know, motivation to help you lose weight. I got you. So I will be posting some new stuff coming mid-January, beginning of February. I'm gonna have some hot new items out there. So, yeah. So we make sure y'all look ready for that.
Okay. So my name is Chanel, and if you need a good laugh, smile, or anything, just follow me on TikTok. I'll make you laugh. Sure. But no. My TikTok handle is transformed. TransformedSeven. And my IG is AG_model34. I'm not on Snapchat. I think it's just Instagram and TikTok. So, yeah.
Beautiful. People meeting people, making memories. That was season 4, episode 5 of the Lunch Table Podcast ATX. To help support the show, hit that link tree. Also go to jctv.com where you can find all the merch, shop, share, like, follow, all that jazz. Meeting people, making memories. We out. See you guys. Good stuff.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Sitting on my pedestal. You follow me, I don't follow you. Hey, look, what's up there? Little child, gullible.
Get back here.
Man, ain't huddle you. I 2 minute dribble, fuddle
right.
You.
What the hell he gonna do next? Your guess
set.
Is best as mine.
Go.
W. Win, 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 no matter what. Shout and fill my cup. Whoa. It's a celebration, bitches. Hard work, don't believe.
I get it done, that's a definite. I do my own thing, I play follow the leader. I'm in the building, quit hating, and need renovations. They gotta know it's my season, ayy. Year the dragon, I hate to brag, but y'all gotta know it's my season. Yeah, year the dragon, not a mad, they already know it's my season. Yo. I get it done, that's a definite. I do my own thing, y'all play follow the leader. I'm in the building, quit hating, and need renovations. They gotta know it's my season, ayy. Year the dragon, I hate to brag, but y'all gotta know it's my season. Yeah, year the dragon, not mad, they already know it's my season.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, when choosing a side gig, it was like, for me, it was kind of like levels of you know, starting off, say, no, got to work full 40 hours. So 40 hour, something I don't want to do. That was me in my early 20s. Just moved to Austin, you got to do something, whatever. Figuring out adult life in general anyway, while trying to do some acting shit when I could, and music shit mainly at the time. And then moved from that to, okay, now I'm doing something that is also 40 hours a week, whatever, but I'm actually making a decent amount of money and I'm good at it, but it's still 40. Actually, at that time it was sales, so it was like 60 hours a week.
Yes.
So I have no time. Really good at it. Probably the most money I had, honestly, that I was making was in sales.
Yeah.
But no time to do anything, really.
Hi, I'm Josh Logan. We're here at the Kerr City Convention in San Antonio, Texas, doing our first promotional event for the Relic Dragon. So hope you enjoy.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Honestly, man, this movie looks badass. The trailers gives you a lot, but it doesn't give you a lot to go off of. So if you guys have a chance, I'd recommend go checking it out. I gotta say myself, I'm so stoked to see this.
It's honestly just refreshing to see practical effects and independent cinema really stand out like this. So we're really excited to see it.
It looks very enticing and spooky and scary and mysterious. So I can't wait to see it. I bet you want to see it too.
Yeah, it's important. Most artists struggle. That's the issue is trying to have a comfortable life, essentially, not like be destitute by working a 9-to-5 job, but then also doing your art. Because then also you get, even if you're doing some 40-hour week job and they're chill about things, it's still like you get off work. You go home, maybe you gotta run some errands, whatever.
Yeah.
You gotta, decompress a little bit. And then, And then now is creative time, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you get into a routine of, no, I'm going to get off work. I'm going to. And you could do that. And some people could do that, I'm sure. But, I mean, realistically, you know, everybody's fucking human.